Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I guess if you had to pick out one word that would describe this Sunday, the word would be beginnings. If you look at the lessons, it is about beginnings. If you think about this day, it's the first Sunday in 2018. It's a new beginning. New Year's is always fun because people come up with those silly things of what they're going to do with their lives for that year. You know, we're going to eat less, we're going to eat better, we're going to exercise more, we're going to save our money, we're going to do all kinds of silly things that we seldom do. If we're really good, we'll last a month maybe, right? But what usually ends up happening is you wake up on January 1st, especially if it has to do with things concerning your body. You wake up and you're tired. And you say, well, we'll start tomorrow. And then we wake up on the 2nd. And we say, well, I have this appointment. We'll start tomorrow. And then the 3rd and the 4th. And then by the time we get about to the 5th or 6th day, we really stop lying to ourselves and we don't even bring it up anymore at all. And then we stick in the back of our brains and we say, well, maybe next year. In our Old Testament lesson, it is the beginning. It even starts out that way, in the beginning. It is that one portion of text that talks about the beginning of God's relationship with humanity. In fact, with all the world, in the beginning. And it starts with water. God creates out of water. God creates everything there is from the water after he separates things from the water and the dry land and of all these other things that take place, and soon humanity's here and we have the relationship developed with God. And then our gospel lesson is about a new beginning and water again. Jesus' baptism. Now, Jesus' baptism is one of those few things that shows up all over the place in the Gospels, but it also is that thing that marks the beginning of Jesus' earthly ministry. This is where his job starts, basically. This is where he starts working. We pick up the story. You know, for Mark, this is the beginning of the story. If you look at the Gospel, there isn't a birth narrative. In the others, it begins soon after. But it is that time that Jesus begins. It's kind of the same with us. We might not want to admit it, but at that moment where we were brought to a font and had water placed over our head and said, somebody said you were baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that was the beginning of your ministry. Really. Your very own ministry. Because you become baptized into the body of Christ. You become baptized as a child of God. And being a child of God is one of those things that calls us forth to do ministry. You don't seem all that excited about this. Charges me up. Because this is that moment that you are called to be a child of God, called to do those things that God has laid out for us in the life of Jesus in terms of being able to care for the world. We don't like doing it individually. It feels much more comfortable doing it collectively, doesn't it? I think God figured that out and said, well, we should have then churches. Congregations, gathering places, where people can come together and be a portion of the body of Christ. And there, they can do ministry. And so they start popping up all over the place and continue to pop up today. It was March 26th, and in the year 2000, there were 150 people that gathered together, took a pen, wrote their name on a piece of paper, and declared that this would be a gathering point. This would be a place to do ministry. They brought forth Living Water Lutheran Church in North Scottsdale. A place where we could gather together collectively and do ministry here in this area for the people not only of North Scottsdale, but people across the world. To be able to do ministry in a way that doesn't make us feel uncomfortable. Because I doubt, with the exception of maybe Denny Dumler, that none of you want to stand on a street corner with a Bible proclaiming the word of the Lord to people. If you go down to the corner of Bell, and you can find Denny there every once in a while. He's just filled with the Spirit. But it is that thing that gives us the opportunity to do ministry. It is that thing that gathers us together to allow us to collectively proclaim the Word of God through what we say and through what we do. It is a blessing. It's a blessing that's been around here for 17 and a half years that has led and guided many people to do a variety of different things. If you ever look at the ministry list that we have in terms of the things that we do as a congregation, it's really outstanding. Because the focus of Living Water really is not such an internal thing, it is an external thing. It's one that's focused on the world out there, seeing how we can utilize our skills or our gifts to be able to bring God's word and mission to the world, to be able to offer all kinds of help to people throughout the world. And I really think that's what congregations need to be about. There's a certain reality then that also kind of tethers us to not do exactly everything that we want to do. And we discovered that reality a couple of months ago. So we began the budgetary process for 2018. And we sat down and we figured out exactly what gifts we expect to have brought into the church, and we put together all the things that we wanted to do, which included a bunch of different ideas and visions from ministry teams and a 3% pay raise for the staff. And so we put those figures all down, and we put the papers down on the desk, and the finance team came in, and they looked at it and went, because after we did all of that, what we found was our budget was $126,000 in the hole. $126,000, that's three zeros after the 126. And there's lots of reasons for that, but the biggest reason is because we are working to expand our ministry. And so we looked at it and said, well, you know, if it was $124,000, we might have accepted it, but $126,000, there was no way. So what we did is we started paring things back, and we made a choice to go back to our limits of 2017 in terms of what we had with the budget, with the exception of things that we knew were going to grow beyond our control, like utilities or pension payments, because we don't have any control over those. We got that all worked out, and we had some more pledges came in, and now we're at $11,000 in the hole, which is a much nicer number, you have to admit. But the problem with the number, and I don't think we're going to have any problem meeting that number, but you see, the problem with that is we're not doing what God has called us to do. I think the reflection we had with $126,000 that what put us deep in the belly of that hole was a reflection of what God has called us to do. It was the dreams and aspirations of people on ministry teams throughout the congregation, is what they wanted to do to be able to serve and to be able to help. And I believe that those goals can be met. I also believe that in terms of staffing, that there are certain people on the staff that do deserve pay raises because they're grossly underpaid for what they do. That does not include myself nor Pastor Sherry, because we live in opulence. But it does include all of our music people. It includes Jacob, who maintains this property for us on a weekly basis, because if we would try to replace any of these people, I think we'd be in for a very painful surprise. And I think we need to be able to do that for them. to show our appreciation and to get things up to par for the love and dedication that they give to the ministry here. I think we can do it. I really think we can do it because God gives us the things we need to be able to get the job done. It is a matter of reflecting on what's really important for each of us. Many of you, probably all of you, have been extremely generous in the life of this congregation. But I think there's a conversation that can be had. Conversation with me, with somebody on the finance team, with people on council, but most of all, a conversation with God in terms of where you want to see this go. What do you want to do with it? I believe Living Water Lutheran Church is one of the greatest gifts God has given to any of us. And it is a gift that isn't meant to be squandered. It is a gift to be cherished. It is a gift to be used. It is a gift to be utilized. It is a gift that God has given us the opportunity to make the very most out of it. And so talk to God about it. Reflect upon what you might be able to do, if there's anything you can do. If you haven't made a pledge and you'd like to make a pledge, that's great. If you want to increase your pledge, that's a beautiful thing too. If you look at it and you say, there's really nothing I can do, it's okay. This isn't a hard sale. This is just an understanding of what it takes to do ministry here in this place. This is about what God has blessed us with and how we might better bless the world in which we live. It is an opportunity that sets before us. And so prayerfully consider what it is you might do. Understand that this, once again, is a new beginning. A time to do things differently. A time to be able to grow in faith and grow in love and to be able to share all the goodness that God has blessed us with. Pray about it. Talk about it. Think about it. But most of all, understand that whatever it is you can or can't do, it's okay. As long as you prayerfully consider what it might be that God is calling each of us to do. Have a great 2018. Happy New Year. Amen.